Listening Library presents The Here and Now by Anne Brashares. Read for you by Emily Rankin. The past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. L.P. Hartley, The Go-Between. If time travel were possible, we'd be inundated with tourists from the future. Stephen Hawking. Prologue. April 23, 2010. Haverstraw Creek. His dad had to work, so Ethan had gone fishing alone. Usually he just followed his dad through the woods to the deep bends of the creek, slapping at the prickers around his ankles. This time he was confounded by how little he knew his way, even though he'd been here again and again. After today, though, he'd know. When he finally came upon the river, it was a different part than he'd seen before, but same water, he thought. Same fish. He put his pack down, baited his hook, and made a good cast. It was different when he was alone and his cast was for catching a fish, instead of showing his father he knew how. He listened to the water and tended his line and considered the stillness of the air. Except for that one part over there. Downstream, it seemed like the air was moving. He squinted at it, then opened his eyes wide and closed them again, wondering if he'd wash out the strange impression that the air was rippling over the stream. But it still looked like that, more like that, air moving and scattering in a way that he could see.